Christians and other minority groups are petitioning the government of Pakistan to repeal the country's blasphemy laws, which can condemn to death any person who desecrates the Quran. Many Muslims have used the law to incite violence against Christians. Back in August, a mob killed 11 Christians and burned down dozens of homes after a false accusation of the desecration of a Quran in the village of Godra. The director of the National Justice and Peace Office of the Bishops' Conference of Pakistan, Father Emmanuel Mani, is in Rome to help educate others about the laws. He spoke to Susie Hodges about why Christians object to the law.
Because it's been misused all the time, because people take this law in their own hand, and then they have been accusing falsely many, many Christians. And it's not only the person who has been accused, but the whole village and the whole community. This is why we feel strongly that this law must be repealed. Before this law came into being, there were hardly any accusation of the blasphemy.
So you're saying it stirs up prejudice, it increases bigotry because it stirs up a whole village?
That's right. And the way they do it, you know what happens if somebody is accused of blasphemy?
Yes, tell us.
In a mosque, one Molana, that is their priest, will pick up the microphone and say that so-and-so has committed blasphemy, so you please come all together. So the whole village come together and they collect people, thousands of them, and then without asking any question from anybody whether it has taken place or not. Recent example of what happened in Korea and Gojra. Government itself is saying that no blasphemy was committed at all, but that was too late. What happened? The person was accused that he had desecrated the Holy Quran, he and his family, but the whole village was attacked. People have to run for their lives.